Hello again, brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Alchem Industry Labs, and I am your DJ, Orpheus Stain, on SlackRadio.org, RadioCalisti.org, and Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at SpiritPlantsRadio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at Spirit Plants Radio, with the schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Yeah. It seems as if this country has lost its will to live. The economy is lousy, we barely have an army, but we can still stand proudly, 'cause Canada's really big. We're the second largest country on this planet Earth. And if Russia keeps on shrinking, then soon we'll be first.
As long as we keep Quebec,
the USA has tanks, and Switzerland has banks. They can keep them fakes, they just don't amount. 'Cause when you get down to it, you find out what the truth is. It isn't what you do with it, it's the size that counts. Most people will tell you that France is pretty large, but you can put 14 Frances into this land of ours.
It take a lot of work, it take a whole lot of work. We're larger than Malaysia, almost as big as Asia. We're bigger than Australia, and it's a continent. So big we seldom bother to go see one another, though we often go to other countries for vacations.
Our mountains are very pointy, our prairies are not. The rest is kind of bumpy, but man, do we have a lot.
We got a lot of land,
we got a whole lot of land. So stand up and be proud, and sing out very loud. We stand out from the crowd, 'cause
over the last 3 years, we've sort of been teaming up with the Atomic Improv Company. We've written a few plays together. So we thought... We thought it might be kind of fun if we did a little something together. But first, before we get to that, here's Paul Mather with the Daily Drug Report.
Well, thank you, Wes, and hello, everyone. It looks like we've got a great weekend coming up with highs for everyone. And why is that? It's because we've still got that wave of cheap Afghani hash coming in from the coast. Let's have a look at the map. The hash is coming in from Victoria. It's coming up through the Kootenays, and then it's sticking around here in the Alberta region, creating this nice low-pressure hash situation that we've all been enjoying so much. Well, how much longer is it going to last? Unfortunately, we're forecasting an included front of cops coming in from Edmonton and Calgary and creating a high-pressure situation for dealers all along the border. That should be breaking up this pleasant hash system sometime soon, so if you and your family want to get out there and enjoy some hash, you better do it in the next couple of days. Turning to our hard drug radar cam, waves of smack are coming into Canada through the Maritimes. That's mixing with a large crack front that's coming up from the U.S. and creating low drug prices all throughout Ontario, although we shouldn't see too much of that pushing its way towards the west. A little bit closer to home, flurries of cocaine are forecast for most major Canadian cities, with highs where you think you're Superman and lows where you're depressed and impotent. Turning to next week, a 30% chance of ecstasy and other forms of synthetic drugs appearing at raves in Edmonton, Calgary, and Winnipeg, 40% chance of magic mushrooms confusing Saskatoon, and... In Regina, they'll have beer and cigarettes. That's the Drug Report. I'm Paul Mather, and for anyone watching on acid, your face is melting. I'm just kidding. Have a nice trip.
Thank you. the roar and the sense of fear. Black as night, faster than a shadow. Cruising flare from a raging stand. An exhibition, sheer precision. Yet no one knows from where he comes. Bells, self-destruct cannot take them down.
Dreams,
crash one by one to the ground. Help bent for leather. Help bent for leather. Try to prove that they're faster, but they did it last, and they died as they
like a lot of things.
Me too. I love a lot of things. Like, for example, carbonated beverages.
Oh, yeah. Duvet covers.
Oh, duvet covers are very cool. But you know what, folks? There's something that Joe and I don't really like very much at all.
Toronto.
I hate the Sky Dome and the CN Tower too. I hate Nathan Phillips Square and the Metro Zoo. The rent's too high, the air's unclean, the beaches are dirty and the people are mean.
And the women are big and the men are dumb, and the children are loopy because they live in a slum. The water is polluted and the mayor's a dork. They dress real bad and they think they're New York. In Toronto, Ontario.
You know, as a matter of fact, I think I hate all of Ontario. How about you?
Way too many lakes.
I hate Thunder Bay and Ottawa, Kitchener, Windsor, and Oshawa. London sucks, and the Great Lakes suck, and Sarnia sucks, and Turkey Point sucks.
I took a trip to Ontario one time, and I got off the plane, and some guys said, "Hey, Wes, you should really take a ride on the GO train." And I said, "What? GO train? Why not would I want to get on a train full of goats? You know, back in Alberta, we make our goats walk, or we let them take a bus, or maybe a cab, but we certainly don't give them their own mass transit system, for God's sakes. No wonder your province is going to hell."
Ontario.
Listening to this guitar solo makes me feel like I hate this whole country. That's right, all of ya!
I hate Newfoundland because they talk so weird, and Prince Edward Island is too small. Nova Scotia's dumb because it's the name of a bank. New Brunswick doesn't have a good mall. Quebec is revolting and it makes me mad. Ontario sucks. Ontario sucks.
Did you know Manitoba's population density is 1.9 people per square kilometer?
Isn't that stupid?
Saskatchewan is boring and the people are old, and as for the territories, they're too cold.
And the only really good thing about the province of British Columbia is that they're right next to us.
Because Alberta doesn't suck, but Calgary does.
The song we like to play for you now is a little ballad that we wrote years ago while on tour in the Yukon. I'm the only gay Eskimo. I'm the only one I know. I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe. I go out seal hunting with my best friend Tarka, but all I wanna do is get into his parka. I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe. Well, me and Nuckfluck Chuckbuck, we both like blubber, but me, I've got this crazy fetish for rubber. I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe. I make a wish on the northern lights that I could find a decent pair of whale skin tights. I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe. And the seals, they sing now. These cold winter nights are taking their toll. I even get excited when I see the North Pole. See the North Pole. I'm the only gay Eskimo.
Only gay Eskimo.
I'm the only one I know.
I'm the only one I never.
I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe. Now, like the Proclaimers would sing it, I'm the only gay Eskimo. I'm the only gay Eskimo. Like Van Morrison.
The only gay Eskimo. I ain't seen it coming on the screen. I'm a ton of that. Hey! Jesus Christ fits in there somehow as well. And the crack was good.
Well, I'm the only gay Eskimo. In my tribe.
Hello again, brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Alchem Ministry Labs, and I am your DJ, Orpheus Stain, on SlackRadio.org, RadioCalisti.org, and Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at Spirit Plants Radio. The schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Thank you.
Did the men and women, seals and beavers of none of it, suffer and toil for their overlords? Long did they labor under the oppressive white yoke of the evil Canadian government, until one day a ragtag, displaced group of frustrated Inuit got together and formed a specially trained elite council. And this council wrote a letter, and that letter led to a meeting, and that meeting led to some other meetings, and meeting after meeting for years did they meet. Each meeting leading to another meeting until one day there was a meeting which led to a vote, which led to some more meetings, which spawned some paperwork, which led to another couple of meetings, and from that meeting was forged the Arctic Council. And they had a meeting. And from that meeting was born a document, which in turn led to another vote and some more meetings, which led to the birth of a territory.
When the white man came up north, dressed in his finest furs, he told you that he owned the land. You just smiled and shrugged and you said, sure. Uranium, oil and gold, man, he took a ton of it. You asked him what was left for you, he said none of it. Patiently you sat and you planned. Quietly you made your stand. Through fax and email, shaking hands, you said, come on, Whitey, give us back our land. He wondered what could possibly become of it. We'll keep Canada, he said. You can have none of it. None of it. For us you bear no malice. None of it. You freed your Borealis. After Y2K, when the ozone's burned away, I think I'll visit none of it for a tropical holiday.
understand you tried some audience participation. Well, I don't know what we're supposed to do. We'll just say none of it.
Now there's 27,000 Inuit taking up 20% of Canada's land in a country where nobody could tell you where the hell that borderline does stand. It's not that we don't give a damn. I don't mean to make fun of it, but one-fifth of my country is also none of it. Oh, none of it. For us you bear no malice. None of it. Come on and shake your Borealis. After Y2K, when the ozone's burned away, I think I'll visit none of it for a post-apocalyptic holiday. And you would say,
Let's till there's nothing there. You make shit suffocate the words before the meaning, then the voice is heard. Whoa, the voice is heard. The voice is a stream of pain.
Nice to him, eh?
Okay.
Okay. This is the hit single section of our album.
Good Day.
Good Day. Geddy Lee is here from Rush. Hi, Geddy. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
How's it going, Geddy?
Oh, it's going pretty good. Good day, eh?
Good day. Good day. Thanks for coming down to do our hit.
Well, it's my pleasure, eh?
Did our lawyer call you?
Yeah. I'm, $10 is $10.
I hope you don't mind, but there's a photographer that's going to be taking pictures of us together to prove that you are here doing the record.
In case people don't believe us.
Yeah. How come he's not wearing a toque?
Oh, he's not from the Great White North, eh?
Okay, so if you'd like to put on a toque and some headphones, we can do the hit single now.
Sure.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Do you have the lyric sheet?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I memorized them.
Oh, great. Beauty.
How did you do that so fast?
I'm a professional, eh?
Oh, We'll just sit over here, like, while you're singing, eh?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Good luck, eh?
Good okay.
luck.
Okay.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay. Oh, beauty, go. Okay. Good day and welcome to our single. I'm Bob McKenzie, and this is my brother Doug. How's it going, eh?
Beauty, eh?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, everyone, this record was my idea.
Get out.
It was.
You're lying.
Pete Hosehead here just sort of rid on my coattails.
Why are you doing this? It was our idea together, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
We agreed to say that, but...
Oh, take off.
Saying, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Okay, so good day. Our topic today is music.
That's right, like, because my brother and I are now experts in the field,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, right, because we're a band now. And, yeah.
Well, so, except for him. I'm a band.
Oh, how can you do that, making me look bad? You're such a hose hand.
Yeah, well, take off.
Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go.
Listen to this one's coming. You know what it is?
What?
It's a drum solo.
Okay, everyone, like, this is me on the drums,
oh,
eh?
Get out. It is not.
It is so.
Stop
I
lying,
learned.
Will you?
Take off, eh?
Take off.
It was sung by angels.
Hey, Jose.
Yeah, what?
Guess what?
What?
It's over.
Take off. That
no,
can't be.
It is, yeah. It is. Because
hit records are short.
Like, no way.
Yeah, they're not that long.
Okay, so that's our topic for today. So, good day.
Good day.
And you guys,
what?
Take off.
Hey, no. Hey, don't go.
No, come back, eh?
Oh, look what you did. Everybody's gone.
You.
Come back. I won't let him do it again.
Yeah.
My fault was, yeah, your
yeah,
fault.
You're such a hoser.
There's no way I'll ever do another record with you, Hoser.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I'll do a solo album.
Fine, and you'll be looking for me
on
another label.
Oh, now everybody's gone. Good day.
Good day.
So, like, take off to the great white north.
Beauty.
Take off. It's a beauty way to go.
Jeez.
Take off, you hosers.
Hey, Getty, we'd like to thank you for coming on the album and singing on the hit single.
Well, it was my pleasure, eh? Like, I wish you guys, like, lots of success and everything.
Beauty. Thanks,
Getty. Thanks a lot, eh?
Oh, that's great.
You're welcome.
Okay. Like, if we do another one, maybe you could do it?
Well, slow down, eh?
Okay. One at a time, right?
Don't
okay.
push the guy,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, okay, okay. Sorry. But, you know, like, thanks for this one.
Thank you.
No sweat.
Yeah.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day.